Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India asks NATO leadership to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements. India reiterates zero tolerance to terrorism at UN ministerial meeting in New York. In a surprising turn, US President Donald Trump says he would not allow Israel to annex West Bank. In ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup, India's Jonathan Gavin Anthony wins men's 10-meter air pistol title in New Delhi. And in World Archery Para Championships, Sheetal Devi and Sarita become first Indian pair to reach Women's Compound Open doubles final in South Korea. India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless. Responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, no such conversation has taken place. He stressed that at no point has Prime Minister Modi spoken with President Putin in the manner suggested. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements.
At no point has Prime Minister Modi spoken with President Putin in the manner suggested. No such conversation has taken place. We expect the leadership of an important and esteemed institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in public statements. Speculative or careless remarks that misrepresent the Prime Minister's engagement or suggest conversations that never occurred are unacceptable.
On the issue of deportations from the United States, Mr. Jaiswal said that a total of 2,417 Indian nationals were repatriated between 20th January and 25th September this year. He further informed that around 27 Indian nationals are currently serving in the Russian army. Mr. Jaiswal strongly urged all Indian nationals to stay away from offers to serve in the Russian army, warning that such offers are fraught with danger and pose a serious risk to life. With regard to new HIB visa rules, Mr. Jaiswal stated the skilled talent mobility and exchanges have contributed enormously to technology development, innovation, economic growth, competitiveness and wealth creation in US and India.
With regard to H-1B, Ministry and our embassy in Washington, D.C. have been in active touch with the U.S. administration. Subsequent to that, clarifications and FAQs were issued by the U.S. side as to how it's going to play out. This is still an evolving situation and we remain engaged at various levels. Skilled talent mobility and exchanges between India and the United States have contributed significantly to innovation, wealth creation, economic growth, competitiveness, productivity in the two economies.
India has once again highlighted its zero-tolerance approach to terrorism and emphasized the need for the world to come together in the fight against the menace in all its manifestations. The message was put across by C.B. George, Secretary West at the Ministry of External Affairs, while delivering India's national statement at the 6th ministerial meeting of the Group of Friends of Victims of Terrorism in New York today. Established in June 2019, the Group of Friends of Victims of Terrorism is a group of United Nations member states and observers formed to promote a comprehensive approach to the promotion and protection of the human rights of victims of terrorism. India has reaffirmed its firm commitment to strengthening the effectiveness and impact of the United Nations Peacebuilding Commission, PBC, emphasizing its readiness to engage constructively with international partners to advance global peace and development efforts. Speaking at the UN PBC ministerial meeting in New York today, Minister of External Affairs Secretary West C.B. George stated that India's approach to peacekeeping and peacebuilding is guided by civilizational ethos of the world is one family. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech at the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, in New York witnessed a protest as dozens of delegates walked out of the hall while he addressed world leaders today. The walkout showed deep divisions within the United Nations over Israel's policies. While some delegates applauded Mr. Netanyahu, others walked out in protest. In his address, Mr. Netanyahu said that Tel Aviv must finish the job against Hamas. He alleged that Hamas teaches the children to hate Jews and destroy the Jewish state. Mr. Netanyahu denied targeting civilians in Gaza. He said recognition of a Palestinian state by several countries is disgraceful. He said Israel's mission is as a fight against terrorism. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. US President Donald Trump has said that he would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Mr. Trump made his surprise remarks while speaking to reporters yesterday ahead of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's arrival in the U.S. to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York today. The tensions have spiraled with the recent U.N. General Assembly summit where several nations formally recognize Palestine. Trump's latest comment has sent shockwaves to the Israeli government, who reiterated that recognizing Palestine would not deter Israel. Sheetal Devi and Sarita have become the first Indian pair to reach the Women's Compound Open Doubles Final at the World Archery Para Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. With this, India has ensured 4 medals at the championships. Sheetal and Sarita upset the top-seeded Great Britain team 152-150 in the semi-finals today to confirm India's best-ever medal tally, with 4 representatives in the finals for the first time ever. Sheetal will compete in a second final at Gwangju following the individual event. Paralympic bronze medalists Rakesh Kumar and Toman Kumar have already advanced to the gold medal match in the men's compound open individual event. The finals are scheduled for tomorrow. India's 16-year-old Jonathan Gavin Anthony stole the spotlight on day 2 of the ISSF Junior World Cup Rifle Pistol Shotgun 2025 at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today, delivering a flawless performance to win the men's 10-meter air pistol title. The young Indian, who had topped qualification, carried his form into the finals, shooting 21 of 24 shots in the 10s to secure gold with a commanding margin of 8.5 points. Italy's Lusa Arrighi took silver with 236.3, while Spain's Lucas Sanchez Tom claimed bronze on 215.1. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has handed Pakistan's Harish Rauf a fine of 30% of his match fee and reprimanded opener Sahibzada Farhan for the controversial gestures during the team's Super 4's encounter against India in the men's T20 Asia Cup on Sunday. In the Asia Cup Super 4 match, India set a victory target of 203 runs for Sri Lanka at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Abhishek Sharma was the highest scorer for India with 61 runs. Tilak Varma remained unbeaten with 49 runs. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl. India made 202 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Wall Street's major indices closed in negative territory for the third straight session on Thursday amid profit booking. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index settled at 0.5% down to close at 22,385. The S&P 500 lost 0.5% to end at 6,605. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped almost 0.4% to end at 45,947. Global crude oil prices edged down today. Brent crude was trading 0.2% down at $69.31 per barrel, while WTI crude was also trading around 0.2% down at $64.85 per barrel when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India asked NATO leadership to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements. India reiterates zero tolerance to terrorism at UN ministerial meeting in New York. In a surprising turn, US President Donald Trump says he would not allow Israel to annex West Bank. In ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup, India's Jonathan Gavin Anthony wins men's 10-meter air pistol title in New Delhi. And in World Archery Para Championships, Sheetal Devi and Sarita become first Indian pair to reach the Women's Compound Open Doubles Final in South Korea. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.